keeping motivation, especially at the end of the race, when things are just ending, we're trying to finish strong, but we're just like, ugh, I'm tired, I can't do this anymore, and you're just kind of feeling low and demotivated, I get it. It totally happens to all of us. But unfortunately, this is the most important part of the race. This is the part where we're not supposed to give up. In fact, we're supposed to be going stronger. So what can we do if we don't feel motivated? Well, today I'm going to open up one of my free ebooks that I gave away in my Ramadan Recharge course. I gave it to all the women. They got the Ultimate Healthcare, they got the Breastfeeding and Pregnancy ebooks, they got so many books on menstruation, and this one is on motivation. And so I thought I would take out and pull out a chapter or two on it and share with you a way to stay motivated so that you can feel great and finish Ramadan strong. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us here at Mindful Muslima Speaks, the podcast where we are empowering women to grow and thrive. And so we're going to come on today with a quick one on how to stay motivated through the end of Ramadan. I know things are getting crazy. Maybe you're getting tired. You're like, oh my gosh, Eid and lockdown. We can't even go outside. I know us ourselves, this past day or two, my husband and I have been kind of like scouring the internet to figure out what is open, what is not going to be open. It's looking kind of bleak, but we are looking at the neighboring states, because we are in the US, like where to celebrate Ramadan, and we've been kind of looking at what to do. But what I want to say to you is, regardless of like Allah Kareem, he chose this for us. And by the way, I want to say that asking women after the fact, how was this Ramadan? Like, what was amazing this Ramadan? You don't understand. So many women said, this was my best Ramadan yet. And I was like, really? And they were like, subhanAllah. COVID-19 helped me more than I thought, because I didn't have to be out. I wasn't running around and I wasn't with a whole bunch of people. So I really, really appreciate the fact that they were able to recognize the mercy and the barakah in this difficult time and situation. And they still made the most of it. And in fact, had one of their best Ramadans yet. And I was talking to the women about that, like I said, in the course that I give. And so subhanAllah, all of us had this great opportunity. These days are so powerful. And what I want us to think about is what's really important of why we need to stay motivated. And then I'm going to start giving you guys some tips. So just hold on a second. Why it's important is because, especially in Laylat al-Qadr, we don't know when it is. And when the angels are collecting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this time, kind of the game plan for the entire next year. So why would we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see us in a lazy, demotivated state? So he could be like, this is their attention to their Islam. Okay, and then maybe our next whole year will not be so easy. And you know, if we're in a state of striving, on the contrary, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala impressed with us, say subhanAllah, and then give this person more blessing, more ease in the year to come. So it behooves us to be kind of harm our own self by not being on our best game. So I encourage you, as I'm trying myself, subhanAllah, the other day I was talking to a sister who was just really feeling pretty icky. She was talking pretty sad. And you know, honest truth, I was on with another mother who her daughter was suicidal, and another one. I've probably had 3 or 4 suicidal calls or texts in the past week. And so why it is also a very good time for many of us, and we're feeling super charged. I know for me, like the last week of Ramadan, I get my energy back. It's something to do with the way our body functions. If you haven't already checked out my podcast on how your body responds to fasting. It's just maybe a couple podcasts back, and it's really interesting. So I'm in the last phase, like many of you, and this is where my energy is coming. If you've been doing all the right things, you feel super good right now. So super positive, alhamdulillah. And so anyway, but there's some people who are definitely not, right? And so I've had so many of these phone calls, and it's been really, really hard. And I realized that there's this beautiful hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us for this time. And if we just stay motivated, we just push through these difficult feelings, and we just start to open up and address things that we've been pushing down in our chest for too long, it is really beneficial. And so I really want us to take just an open mind to some of the approaches and tips that I'm going to give. Now, I have about, 8 to 10 of them in my ebook that comes with the course, but I'm going to give you just, because some of them were from the beginning of Ramadan, I'm going to pull out some gems right now that I think will be helpful from here on in. The first one is, and I know it's hard because of COVID, but I want us to think not just in our own physical state, but also in our online presence. The first one is to really, really do not underestimate the importance of being in good company. And, you know, surrounding yourself with friends and family who influence you to do good is profound. It is incredibly important. The other night, somebody shared some link with me on WhatsApp for some class with these women, and I've never met these women before, but someone's like, do this class. It was one of those like night Tato-y, after Tato-y type stuff. Like the class was like from like, I don't know, 11 p.m. to like 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. And so subhanAllah, it was really amazing. I've never done one of those online. I've always done other things by myself or with family or in a masjid. And so anyway, subhanAllah, this was amazing. And the women on there were just so inspirational, and they just got me charged, completely charged, making me want to do more and more and more. May Allah reward them. They were like reciting the 99 names of Allah. They were contemplating the Quran. They had a couple ayats up on the board, and they were like, why do you think Allah did this? Why do you think Allah ordered this in this way? What can we learn? How can we reflect? And we were just having like a brainstorming session of girls, and it was just really, really nice. And so I just felt even the difference in that alone. And I was a person who is doing okay in Ramadan. And for people who are not, getting with other people who are positive and charged, so good. And there's so many groups and so many courses and so many sheikhs. I'm so excited this year. So many programs online that are live, and you can just totally get in on them. And so what I say is, for the last of Ramadan, search for them online. You'll easily find groups on Facebook, on WhatsApp chats and stuff. Just don't breeze past them. Look and truly consider, pop on. You could be silent. You could, you know, if it's a Zoom, you don't have to have your video on. You don't have to have your, you can mute yourself and just be a fly on the wall and just really just be inspired by so many amazing things that are going on. So keeping good company, and just, it's just a critical role in maintaining personal motivation. And the support and encouragement that you're going to get, it just will rejuvenate you. And spending time with people who are doing better than you, more than you, striving harder than you, it actually makes you want to do more. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us towards more righteous company and help us make a conscious effort to choose the times and places where we can really be with other people who inspire us to do really good. Number two, I want us to really, another tip I have is I want us to really, really consider. Yes, tip number two, I want us to really consider what is the reason we're not motivated. If we have not been connecting with the Quran, if we have not been connecting all this time, and at the end we're just trying to like make the most out of it, it can be hard. And a lot of scholars suggest that if you're feeling completely disconnected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which could be a source of the motivation, that could be it, to make a lot of istighfar. A lot of astaghfar. It could be possible that we have been sinning in this time. And I mean, there's something to be said for wasting time. There's something to be said for binge watching social media instead of reading Quran. There's something to be said for being late on prayers, sleeping through prayers. If this is something that you've been doing, take a moment to forgive yourself, but then also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you and to actually actionably try to do something different. We only have a day or two left, guys. The last thing we want to do is to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we don't care, that we don't take this time seriously. A time where the Prophet, peace be upon him, said was one of the most important days of the 10 important days of the year. I mean, like, there's no other time more important. What are we doing? Social media will still be there when we're done. It'll still all be there, okay, guys? And I'm, honestly, people should be, like, social media out by now. I'm sure it's, like, we've had so much time to do social media. We've probably, like, overindulged, possibly. And so, but I want us to consciously overcome what is tripping us up. I want us to get really deep. The other night, I opened up a notebook and I just started journaling out like whatever my goal was, like the real reason I haven't done XYZ or got taken it to the next level, or what I'm gonna do, or my intentions. By the way, today was my last class with my course, and you know, big shout out to those ladies who've been striving hard. Like, we were covering in the last session how to transition from Ramadan into like this whole like situation of we're in a holiday that's 30 days to not being in an isolated holiday, to make it real life after Ramadan. The worst thing is like everybody has this, oh, Ramadan, alhamdulillah, I'm on a high, and then crash and burn after Ramadan, back to my old self, wah, wah. And that's not what we want. We want it to feel that we grew from this situation and our life has improved. So if you want to keep a journal of what it is, journal it out. For me, I was getting really deep and I had these arrows. It was just like, this. Oh yeah, and this is causing this, and this is causing this, so I need to do this. And I put like asterisks and I'm writing feverishly. So just destroy the mental and emotional obstacles that are basically stopping us. You know, sometimes we're caught up in our own head. We got stuff going on, just swimming, we feel overwhelmed. Let it all out when you put it out on paper, or even if you want to like open up your phone and do a voice note where you just vent. Let it go. But after the venting, my suggestion is you pivot to the positive and you start talking about everything you're grateful for. Like, this is pretty difficult and horrible right now, but this is what I'm grateful for, and this is why I need to stay motivated, and just pivot right into that and how I'm going to be motivated and change. But overturning internal and external obstacles, really thinking about what could emotionally be bothering me, what could psychologically be bothering, what's in the house. Sometimes it's changing your environment. I've talked to a lot of sisters who are going stir crazy because of the whole COVID thing. They're like, I just need to get out of my house. Sometimes being in the house for days on end is totally demotivating. Get outside, get a walk, fresh air, you know, do what you got to do. But yeah, really just diagnosing what your real issue is extremely important. And the last thing that I'm going to suggest to you ladies is constantly reflect on your progress. One of the reasons it's so easy for me to make progress, and it's not because I'm amazing or anything. What I teach, for example, in my Ramadan course, and I suggest to women all the time that I sit with and I do lives and I do meetings, it's to keep accountability at some situations. So for example, if in the next day or two, you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to say X amount of prayers, X amount of Quran, like write it all out, make a schedule and have it there and hold yourself accountable to the schedule and celebrate when you do it. Give yourself like something to look forward to. And if I can do this, I'm going to reward myself with this. Yes, yes, it's fine. Reward yourself. Yes, the reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? No one is denying that. But sometimes, even as human beings, even as adults, we need a little motivation. So like, let's just say something important to you or an experience or something you want to purchase for yourself, whatever it is, but push yourself to do this. If you're a person that is really, really lacking motivation, obviously doing it for all the right reasons is better. But if you're not and you can't, you're just like, Ya Rab, call out to Allah. And that's the other thing. This is kind of like my bonus tip. Continually ask Allah to help you with this motivation issue. Every problem I have, I'm begging Allah. And then we just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to stay motivated, to stay connected, to love Him, to love, to be with Him, to sit with Him, to talk with Him, to spend time in salah, standing in prayer, in awe of His absolute mercy and just graciousness for everything He's given us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be grateful. Help us to want to pray and read Quran. Not that we have to do it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to clean our hearts, to clean our ears, to clean our minds, to clean our tongues, so that we will only think pure thoughts and say pure things, and to want to be around things that are positive, and to love what Allah loves and to hate what Allah hates. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring peace and blessings upon the Prophet and the family of the Prophet, and to help increase us and help us to end Ramadan strong and better than when we began it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your family. We have just a day or two left. Make the most of it, guys. And inshallah ta'ala, I will talk to you in the next one.